What up, beautiful people? You know what it is. It's the Nate Jackson Radio Show. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson. And this is Tangerine. You can't hear yourself? I can't. I don't know what that's about. Try it again.
Hey.
Can you hear yourself now? There she is.
That's all they were missing. They needed the You in the background going, no. Forget everybody who doesn't like my hoe.
Y'all know what it is.
Hey.
We got a good show for y'all today. We're going to let some people file into this live.
File in. File in. I'm Sharon on the phone. Every time I go to the app,
what up,
type
Anthony?
Your name, it takes me out of the app to go to the page. And I have to go back to the app.
I don't know.
So weird. Yeah, I went to the app, put you in, and then it took me out of it. Now I gotta go find you. There you are. Okay.
Click that top chat thing in the bottom.
This?
You should turn your phone sideways.
Oh, you want me to go this way?
You wanna see it.
See, I'm out the app again.
You're not in the app.
But I was. Look, now I'm in the app.
Okay.
But whenever I click on your show, it takes me out of the app.
Now you in the game. We got some people sharing it. We got some people in here with us.
Hi, people in here with us.
And now
Hi,
it's time
Anthony.
To get it popping. So how about that part?
How about it?
I'm your host, Admission Nate Jackson, and today's show is about to begin.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
That's him.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show. The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The episode about to begin is episode 70. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson, host with the most. I cannot continue talking without introducing the queen of the puppy cam, the motherfucking Swiss Army knife for the entertainment industry, the diva, the dime, Tangerine. There she is on my right. She got her own camera called the puppy cam so that you guys can look at the puppies.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for that amazing intro, Mr. Nate Jackson. It's great to be back. I missed last week. I missed you guys. I was watching from home in the fetal position, but what up?
Yeah, last week Tangerine had some kind of stomach bug or something and was messing with her. I need to see if she's rusty or if she has her shit together, and I got a way to tell.
Uh-oh.
God damn.
She's back like a motherfucker,
hey,
man. We're about to
like
get
I
it
never
popping.
Left.
So this is what I want to talk about. Right off top, right out the gate.
Okay.
I just drew a blank, and that is not professional.
I can't believe you.
Swear to God, I just drew a blank.
It seemed like you had so much to talk about.
I did have so much to talk about, and then the rug got ripped out from under me, but I just wanted to say this, right? So, I have been working quietly on my own stand-up special for the last year. I had a company I was working with, and a business acquaintance of mine, and he was trying to bring some people around, including some people from Dr. Dre's camp, but have some money put together and to do this thing.
Okay.
And then it got so good, the deal was so good, the conversation was going so well, this nigga fucked around and bought into the production company.
Oh.
Trying to get a bigger chunk of the pie.
So he's an investor.
Talking about we're about to have another meeting on Wednesday. I was like, nigga, we're not, because you're no longer representing me. You're now representing your own pockets and them niggas.
Oh.
The person who was the main money person from Dr. Dre's camp was like, yeah, that is weird. I'm cool on all of this.
Oh, no.
I don't play with my money like that.
Oh, no.
Just that quick. So that fell through. That was like a year ago. So now I'm like, I'll do it myself. Fuck, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, primarily my money. We'll get some investors for the last little bit so that I can shoot my special. Because the average special right now that's on TV or when people put some real money into their special. I'll give you an example. Kevin Hart's first special Well, it was like $400,000. $300,000. Joe Claire. Oh, no. Kevin Hart's first special was $2 million.
No way.
Joe Coy just shot his special for $400,000 in Seattle. And I was going to do mine for $50,000, right? Mm. Call in a whole lot of favors and get this thing done professionally with a really good squad and team and all that. And that all that's still rolling. That's still good, and we're still slated to shoot Saturday, November 24th.
Good for
in
you.
Tacoma, Washington. Thank you very much.
I want to go.
You're hella invited.
That's Thanksgiving weekend?
Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
So you have time with your family. You have time to, like, get with the cool family members the next day. You know how that is. And then on Saturday, you can be like, all right, y'all, I got a place to be. And so all that's slated. But I had a director in mind, a friend of mine who's actually very, very established in the industry, Chris Spencer. And I just got off the phone with him right before we were about to record. Now, your face says, nigga, did you say names?
I can't believe you said his name. I thought you were going to leave it anonymous.
I say names, nigga. Fuck it. This is where we're at. You on my show watching. And Chris is my guy. He's a mentor. He's like, you know, he's Mr. Black Hollywood. And he's looked out for me on several occasions. So this isn't a knock to him. But he literally called and said, man, I have so much on my plate. 2 feature films, 2 TV shows, and a few other things. That I was like, you know what? I understand. So there is no hard feelings, and we'll move forward. I actually had 2 other prospective directors that were interested in doing it, people who've already, you know, they've actually done this a few more times.
What about Leslie Small?
Leslie Small is a decent one, too, but I feel like Leslie is really heavily invested in Heartbeat Productions, considering he shot, like, the last 2 or 3 of Kevin's, and then he shot all of the specials they did in Montreal together.
Still doesn't mean he doesn't need to work.
Well, I'll send him a text message. Yeah. It's a decent suggestion. He did pop in my head already. But I want somebody who for 2 reasons is really excited about doing it.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm glad that Chris let himself go from your project, because if he's not excited about it, you don't need him involved.
He was excited, but that's the thing. Like, I need them to have the time to be able to put forward to give it what it deserves. 1, 2, I would like them to have an expertise, like an entire a whole bunch of productions that they've done it on, and then 3,
so the experience, yes,
right. 3 is the interest for themselves, and then 4 is the interest for me. Like, so whoever I would like to do it, I want them to feel like, okay, there's a career advancement for me for this.
Exactly.
This will be a good look, versus just it's another one of these little punk ass specials. And that's what I don't want. And I'm not saying anybody has that tone.
But you don't want that on your team,
right,
for sure.
But Chris understands that, and he said, I can't give this the time it deserves, or the time it needs. He didn't even hit me with the deserves. He's just like, I'm scatterbrained, bro. Literally, quote, unquote. So that's the news I just got. And then he says, you know, welcome to Hollywood. So, well, thank you. And that's where I'm starting the episode off with, man.
Just so what mood are you in right now? If I'm on a grading scale, where are you?
Well, I just feel like I tried so hard. I hit all these comedy clubs. I've been on the road. I've been grinding. I got 75 cities coming up. I mean, I'm putting the work in. There's only so many people at this level, this many years in the game, without specials, grinding like this. And I'm on that short list. There's a few other people. You got one at your house that deserve a special. And instead of waiting on these people to give it to me, I said, I'm going to do it myself. And so I've hit my first hurdle. And I don't give a fuck. We're going to keep on popping.
And I know that things like this happen just because they're stumbling blocks that you can turn into stepping stones. So this will just be part of your testimony when you finally do get the special shot. And it's a huge success. And people can't believe how little it costs and how amazingly well it does for your career and for you to find new fans and for you to book more leading roles on shows, because I need to see you on my TV screen and in films. You're killing the game on stage and on mics, but I need to see you acting as well, and I know you have the chops. So this special is going to have all these wonderful layers of problems that happened before it was made, and we're going to be like, remember that little shit we was tripping over before?
Hilarious.
Back in May of 2018? That don't even matter
this,
no
but
more.
But this is the thing, though. Like, there's 2 responses for me when I hear bad news. 1, I am crushed, and I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other is like, kind of saw this coming. Or I had an idea. Like, this was, like, when I asked you, I was like, buddy might be too busy. So, instead of like the ball be rolling and a lot of things to start coming together and us having paid for things and things coming into position and then him saying, man, I'm too busy. Tell me up front like you did. That's a grown ass man. That's a great way to have done it. He was direct about it. He didn't beat around the bush. And I can't do nothing but say I appreciate him for it.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent. And you're getting some love in the chat. We have Anthony Carver who says, it's coming to you, fam. You just keep having that faith. Keep putting in that work because faith without works is dead. And that
look
payoff is
God.
Coming. Thank you, Anthony. You are right.
It's coming because I'm pounding on the door for it to come. And then other things are starting to come to fruition that are coming from the other side of the door where it's like, oh, I didn't have to call anybody for this. Just look at what God made happen. So I'm happy about that. How do you take bad news?
Ooh, how do I take bad news? I'm super, super optimistic and like super, super spiritual. Like I write in a gratitude journal every day when I get up.
Ooh, gratitude.
And I write down all the things I'm thankful for that happened the day before. And then before I go to sleep, I pray some gratitude before I go to sleep. So when I get bad news, I usually just think of something that makes me happier, like as quickly as I can. It's an exercise, though. You have to get good at it. So I don't stay in the funk for long.
So describe this exercise so that a listener can do what you do. Like you can make somebody else better.
Well, it's just I'm really into Eastern civilization and their spirituality is basically that nothing is good or bad. It just is. And that our struggles... All of our struggles come from our attachment to outcomes. So if somebody dies or somebody loses a job or if somebody says they're going to do something and they don't do it, none of that is good or bad. It's just we're attached to that outcome, so we see it as bad. So when I remind myself that nothing is good or bad, this is what I wanted to happen, that's what I expected to happen, but it didn't, it's okay because it's nothing is good or bad. What?
There's some bad stuff.
No, no. Nothing is good or bad. Everything just is.
How
if somebody
far into Eastern civilization is this? Because I feel like
things happen. People get murdered. People pass away. People get sick. But still, nothing is good or bad. Because mind you, if somebody's murdered, that happened to them, right? That didn't happen to me.
If your mama gets but shot in the face,
it's bad because that's, you're gonna be sad for her.
It's not good.
But it's all perspective.
You're not
I appreciate
like,
the act out.
Relax because nothing's bad. And,
but here's the
and
thing.
Like,
here's
the
thing. Everything that happens, we can't control or change that. If she got shot in the face, there's nothing that I could say or feel that would make that not be the case, right? Mm. So I can either sit in that sorrow of, damn, my mom got shot in the face and it's going to affect me being sad for the next 15 years of my life.
Okay.
Or I can say, okay, damn, this happened and now what? It's like I did this thing called Landmark Forum that if you're familiar with it,
what is that?
It's really life changing. It's a weekend that you spend with a bunch of strangers in a room and you're taught these tools to use with life. And you usually invite a friend with you. You pay money for it. You invite a friend that maybe you have an issue with or a relative that you may want to work something out with.
Like,
or even if you're not beefing with them, but if you know you could be, even be closer.
Right, right.
A husband, a mom, a sibling, whatever. You invite them and you spend this weekend together. You don't sleep there. You come back each day. By the end of it, you have this breakthrough and you realize that everything that's bothering you happened in the past. Even if I go like that and it hurt, it happened in the past.
The motherfucker's throbbing now though.
Right, but it happened in the past. So when you get that information and you really get that everything is perspective and that everything happened in the past, it's like, okay, my mom got shot in the face, but I had eggs for breakfast. Now what? Like everything.
Okay, but what about the person that that is like respectful of patterns? Right. Or like I am one that watches people's behavior and then I honor it because I think it's going to repeat itself. For
yes,
instance,
but that's
now
holding
that you
them.
Hit me, you have a tendency to hit me. Therefore, the next time that somebody, like...
I have a tendency to hit you because I hit you once?
If I flinched at you strong enough right now, you'd react, right? Because of what you've been through. Not because I have a history of hitting you, but niggas
yes,
have.
I've been hit, but...
So if you flinched at me now, I might react. Like, the fuck? Come on, Tans.
Right, but that's a choice you make because of your perspective of what you think may happen. It's your expectation, but
based
it may
on,
not happen.
What's my expectation based on?
Based on the past.
Okay.
But you
a
don't
pattern.
Have to live in the past. You can actually take everybody, like there's the women that are hurt and treat every man with the guard up and thinking they're going to be a dog and a cheater and whatever because they were with somebody like that.
Right.
That's their choice and that's their
work.
Perspective. But they could also do the reverse and be like, you know what? I'm open for love with each person. Everybody deserves my respect and trust until they break it. And then see what life is like when you enter everything with love.
That's how I rock. And I was leading with love here. and you hit me. Okay. So what do you recommend for our listeners that are listening?
I recommend that when you get bad news, you take a moment to let it sink in, because I'm not a robot. I'm not a sociopath. I do have emotions, but try not to wallow in the emotions that don't feel good, because life is supposed to feel good.
My dad said, if you walk in on your spouse cheating on you, go get some coffee.
I like that.
Don't make a rash decision that could lead to 10, 20, 30 years of your life behind bars.
Exactly. Just go sit down and turn the TV on while they finish up in the next room.
And then when she comes out, he comes out, you can discuss how y'all going to handle that financially.
Yeah, financially, because you got to break up.
Oh, yeah, all this is over with.
That's funny. I'm reading the chats. Hario6 is in here, and the more you know. He says, hey. Oh, they're talking to you about other things. Is anybody listening to us? Nate, that skit was funny as hell this week, even though y'all talking about murder right now. Marvin Smith, so no mo, 5150, nigga, get the fuck out of here. All right, Marvin. My Q dog, I'm here. She's so damn positive. I'm not sure I could roll like that. You totally can, bruh. You totally can. Mind you, I'm a girl from Inglewood who's been shot. I've been strangled. I've been raped.
Slower.
I'm a girl from Inglewood. I've been shot. I've been strangled. I've been raped. I've been bitten by a dog. The same dog twice. I've been cheated on repeatedly.
I'll be right back, man. Go to the store.
And I've come from a broken home who got back together and broke up every year for all of my childhood. So I know what it's like to not have
Merry
a dad
Christmas.
In the house and to have a dad in the house. And I will tell you that I'm still positive about everything.
Let's give some really poignant advice to somebody who's been through a broken ass raising like you.
You just don't laugh at my upbringing? Yeah, did you just laugh at my upbringing?
I did. I laughed at it. I laughed at how much pain. They go like, God damn.
Yeah.
Everything was more than once. Like, did it have to be multiples of everything? I've been bitten by a dog. Same dog.
Twice.
Like, God damn. Either you or the dog needs to learn.
I'm really sweet, guys. I'm really sweet. He wanted some
broken
more.
And then fixed, and then broken, and then fixed, and then broken, and then fixed. Every year. Like, every year? Happy Easter. Dad's leaving.
Yeah, that's it.
This
nigga Merry
leaving
Christmas.
Every
he's
year
back.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, like they
was
broke
the,
up all the time.
Was there a pattern? Was it like her birthday? And he's like, "Man, bitch, I'm
no,
out.
It wasn't. They just couldn't get along, but they tried to make it work for the child. You know how that is. Until I got to college, so I essentially was raised in a house with my dad, but there were years where my mom and I lived in an apartment in Concord, California, or a year where we lived in Pittsburgh, California, or a year where he lived with his side chick down the street.
I've never even heard of those cities. So were you guys on the run?
My mom would just hop
Pittsburgh,
in the...
Pittsburgh,
my
California?
Mom would just fill up her van with a bunch of clothes, grab me in the middle of the night, and just hit the 5 North, and we'd end up in Northern Cali. And then he'd beg her back, and she'd come back.
Oh, my God!
So, yeah.
Had some good dick?
Or my mom had some good vagina, because he could have just stayed with the side chicks, but he wanted my mama. She didn't even want to marry him, but then I came around and she was like expecting, and she was like, all right, let's do it.
How are you and your father?
Oh, I love my dad. I'm a daddy's girl for sure.
So
I'm a total daddy's
mother?
Girl.
Like, who do you attribute the blame to?
Oh, there's no blame. Again, everything is
like
perspective. I think it's dope.
It
I think it's dope because I got to experience what it's like to live with a single mom, and I got to experience what it's like to live with a single dad, and I got to experience what it's like to live with both parents because I had to experience all of it. I think it's amazing. My dad was my very best friend. He passed away in 2013. I was crushed, but I got over it because everything is perspective, and I had to realize he's not in pain, and he was, you know, he had a lot of ailments. But my mom is now my best friend, so I think it's dope.
Wow. So what would you tell somebody who has dealt with similar situations with loss and things like that? Like, what specific advice could you give?
That everything is perspective and nothing is good or bad. So think about what it is that's making you sad about the situation. Is it really the situation, or is it your expectation or your thoughts around it? And you can probably let it go. Think about the good memories. Always remember that the focus and purpose of life is to feel good.
Wow. This person says you need to leave L.A.
Because I had so much go wrong with me in L.A.? That was all my Inglewood living. Now that I'm in the Valley, life is good. Now that I live in San Fernando Valley, none of that stuff has happened to me.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So that's that topic right there. That's how, let me know how you guys deal with loss. Like, what is your thing?
My Q says, nah, I ain't got it in me.
I haven't dealt with a lot of loss. I don't want to be like drabbing down around the top of the episode, but I haven't dealt with a lot of loss. Like, I know when my mom dies and when my dad dies, I'm going to be hurt. But that's going to be like nothing good, nothing bad happened. Like, I'll be okay. Like, he has left his mark on me and has contributed to me enough that I'm like, the way my dad has raised me is like when they load up a boat for a voyage and then they push it off for its journey. Like that.
So he gave you the tools you needed and then he said, all right, you got it. You don't need me
anymore.
Every
now and then you see this nigga, like you pass the seaport and there he is.
Okay. How old were you when you moved out of your parents' home?
My mom is like in the boat with me. You know what I mean?
Aww.
All right, I loaded the boat up, but this is how we're going to use and do everything, okay?
That's
I'm still
beautiful.
Here with you.
So she coddles you.
You don't need this guidance. You don't, but I'm here for you and with you, and I don't need nothing. I can fend for myself. Or she's in a little boat next to the big boat. I'm right here, baby. Keep on going. Like, that's that relationship.
That's sweet.
I lose my mom, nigga, you're going to have to come get me.
Understood.
And remember that I said that.
Understood.
Because you're going to be like, has anybody seen Nate in a while? Since the loss? Yeah, no, you won't. I'll be under a little table in my house holding on to her socks and shit.
Aww.
I'm going to be fucked. I have not dealt with a lot of loss. I know for a fact. And what's worse is it's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's inevitable because you cannot – life doesn't pause and nobody lives immortally. One, and then two, I was just talking to Royale Watkins about this in regards to my special. And he's like, what is the rush? Like, why are you hurrying? I'm like, well, one, it's overdue time-wise based on where I'm at for what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of exposure, like I should have long since done it.
I agree.
Once I do it, I know the schedule of – what else I can be launching and putting out around that time so that I have a multi-launch thing going.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But I said I would like for my mom to witness this stuff. I'd like her to be here. I don't want to be like Jamie Foxx singing to his grandma long after she's gone and she didn't see the success.
And Kevin Hart, too.
Yeah.
His mom passed.
Well, I mean, in his book, he says she acknowledged a certain amount of success and says she saw his trajectory at that point and was confident he'd be fine.
But still, you want.
But I want my mom to see, you know, at least be in the audience at the special.
Yeah,
it's
that
not
w-
that
that
this is
feel
my
good.
Opus or that I'm gonna take my life after I do this special. And be like, that was my work, or I don't intend to have a Patrice O'Neal where I pass away and then that last special is supposed to be an artistic masterpiece. Or Richard Jenny, that's what happened to him. He filmed a special and then with like a month, I guess he committed suicide. I don't know if it was related.
Wow.
But that's not what's finna happen. Like, I'm gonna put down some dope ass jokes and clear them from what I'm doing on stage, and I still have a new 35 minutes after this.
Excellent.
So we're going to do this.
Thanks for sharing.
This
I'm happy
thing
for
is
you.
Like, you know, it's like $40,000.
What is all that money for? Like, you telling me that Kevin Hart spent $2 million on his first special? I was at his first special, and it was
there's
right here in Hollywood in this small theater.
Overkill.
Like,
there's
who are you paying? What
massive
is it?
Overkill.
Cameras, lights, microphone, what else?
There's massive over his last one when he's doing all these football fields and stuff. So that's
why. Oh, you said
I
his last special. Like you said,
yeah.
His first special.
First
was $2
million. Was $300,000.
Okay.
Joe Coy's was $400,000. And Joe talks on stage about things that he and on his podcast, the Coy Pond, where he talks about like things that were a little egregious.
Okay, I need to hear that because I'm just like, why can't we just get our friends
like
with good
like
cameras
$40,000 on the giant logo behind him, the JK. And so when they're done, like, the gaffers are, like, hitting it with hammers, taking it down.
Oh.
Like, wait. You can't.
Oh.
Okay, we got to ship this. We're shipping it to L.A. So he ships it to L.A., and it's 20 feet tall. So he doesn't have a three-story room to put it in. So now it's sitting in storage. He's paying.
To paying to keep,
to keep
it. Oh, my
God.
And
they're, like, ripping up the floor. He's like, wait. Whoa. First of all, those 4x8 squares costed. Like, we got to just, can you roll them? Can
That's
you roll them?
Funny.
Yeah, he's like, so my kitchen's about to be shiny as fuck.
That's
so
cute.
You know that those kind of things is where that type of money goes. Like, and I know some money details. Like, I have some insight to different like line items for what people paid for things, and I've been able to undercut that and cut some corners without losing quality in the actual thing. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Good.
Like, if one company sells those shiny squares for the stage for $8,000, I found one that does the exact same thing for $1,000. And that's
huge.
How you take the price back.
Good.
Furthermore, here's why a lot of specials cost a lot of money, right? Because the network says we're going to pay a certain amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then investors come in and they pay a certain amount. So you have this number, and then you have what it costs to shoot it. and you're trying to spend that, even though you really might be able to do, it's just like
you go
on a major
Hollywood
set, you got three or four cameramen doing a one camera shoot, flipping things, versus me shooting the same thing with just Ja.
Yeah, with your camera phones or with that one Canon. Like,
you guys are editing on your iPhones? Yes, nigga, we aren't buying an $800 piece of software. So you can see how there's inflation in the game and people take advantage. But people got families to feed. But that's how you run up a $2 million bill. Right.
Okay,
there.
Venues
do it. Like if I have a show that I do at the Comedy Store, it costs a certain amount to produce, like to actually rent the space. But if I say, hey, I'm filming a special for it, it's a whole new price. They're coming in. Can we sit down and talk about it? Well, I already have the space. No.
Yeah. Same thing when I was shooting the Celibate Info Chronicles, my award-winning web series that you can still find on YouTube. I wanted to do a scene in a boxing gym. I go to the boxing gym all the time because I was professionally a boxer for Perfect 10 magazine and all that. So I'm going to my regular boxing gym.
Don't forget I got sounds, nigga.
I will never forget. I go to the gym all the time, and I'm in the boxing gym. But when I say that I want to shoot a scene for my web series, and it becomes – and I was like, and I don't want you to close down. I just want to use the same section where I already train. And she was like, okay. I think she wanted me to pay like $5,000 for those few hours that we were there or something like that. And I was just like, I shouldn't have told her. But then she would have seen me because they have cameras in all the rooms. It's the Hollywood Boxing Gym over there on Highland and Holloway or whatever that's Hawthorne. But yeah, I had to pay. Like I had to talk her down, and we had to negotiate. But I had to pay a bunch
of
money.
The scene came out dope.
Thank you. It's a scene with Malik
Yoba.
You must have
been pretty specific. You must have said like, "It's me, Malik Yoba." Like,
no, she's not even American. She wouldn't even know who Malik Yoba was. But yeah, she wouldn't let me shoot because I was coming in with a crew. Like it was going to be obvious that people are holding lights and real cameras, and you know, I had a sound guy and all that, so I couldn't have snuck in. If we were shooting it on the phone, I wouldn't have paid all this money. But thank you for saying it was at least worth it.
Oh, so, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's why prices get ran up.
Yeah.
Venues hear that and they're like, "Well, shit, I don't got enough memberships to run this bitch for the next month. So let me get 4 months of rent out of this person trying to shoot because they got a budget from somewhere."
Exactly.
And so that's the gist. And so, I'm running mine back down, doing it the right way. So
good for you.
I got space for one more investor. So if you guys are listening and you want to put 10 racks up and get a flip on that bitch, holla at your boy.
Hey.
And that's really real.
Meanwhile, Hario6 in the comments says, "Once my girl was mad at me and she bit my dick. That was bad."
Oh, calling right now. Here's the number. The number is 818-575-6993. One more time for the people who get distracted by the moan. It's only because 69 is such a sexy number. The number is 818-575-6993. Call in, Hario. I know you're sitting there listening and all that. Just turn your stuff down so we don't hear it in the background. And call in and talk about this dick bite that you went through.
Come in and talk about the dick bite.
Yeah, call in and talk about the dick bite. Like, was it a bite? Did she gnaw down? Did she only do skin, or was there cartilage in it? Was the head in that motherfucker?
Skin only still sounds very painful.
It does.
That sounds worse.
Yeah, it's just like...
But again, everything is perspective, so nothing is good or bad. If she bit your dick, it's just your expectation of what you thought that might be like that is bad. But,
oh my God! See, some
but
of
nothing
shit she
is
talk
good
about
or bad.
Because
it happened in the past.
If a girl bites my dick skin,
it happened in the past.
No.
Let
if
it
she,
go.
So dig this, right? A bite is like a thing, right?
Yes.
What if it's a latch onto? So now I'm in the
it's
present.
It's still in the present.
Get in my dick, man.
It's still in the present.
Okay. Well,
you
won't
deal
you take
with
that
it,
to another
and then
level
you let
and
it
be
go.
Like, you know what? This isn't my last moment, so none of this matters. That's the next progression. Call in and talk about getting your dick bit, nigga. The number's 818-575-6993. Quit bullshitting. You let your girl bite your dick, dog? Did she deep throat and then bite it? Like, did she bite the base of your dick? Did she bite the end of it? How did she fool you? Because if
she had the
malice to bite it, she already wanted to do that up front.
So she must have pretended she was about to give him head.
Bitch got flirty.
And she was really already mad at him because she probably was looking through his phone. And he didn't know she was mad at him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll take that head." And then she was like,
right.
"Which I would never have the balls to do. I would never have the vagina to do, because I know I have to deal with that person later, and they're going to be mad at me."
Yeah. So how long after the dick bite did it take to end your relationship?
He's still with her though.
Or he did didn't. You stay with
he
your
didn't
dick
even
biter.
Say my ex girl. He said once my girl was mad at me, so they might still be together.
I can't see what you're looking at.
I know your chat looks different than mine. Oh, because you're in
my
top chat
says,
and I'm in live chat.
Oh, yeah, let me go live. And my phone warm. Once my girl was mad at me and she bit my dick. That was bad. No, that's terrible, nigga. You had incisors on your. And what part of her mouth did she bite your dick with? You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, like which of the teeth? Was
yeah,
it the
like,
flat
did she
ones?
Turn and hit you with the molars, nigga? Like, did you get a full mandible?
Oh, like she's eating chicken.
Yeah, no homo. Is your dick ruined, nigga? Like, do you have, because.
Oh, my God.
How long have you had that bite mark? You had a
good
surgery.
Oh, my. Yeah, these are still here.
Yeah, there's see, so this, Tangerine, you can't see it because it's below the camera, but Tangerine has a couple of spots on her leg.
Yeah, and this was
dog,
2008.
Yeah, so here we are 10 years later, and she still has some spots.
Yeah.
That's not my business to ask, so I'll
he
let
said,
Tangerine
what's the
ask
number
you,
again?
But what I want to know is...
Is the dick ruined, Hariel 6? Call in. The number's 818-575-69.
Oh, shit, bitch. God damn, this shit fired in a motherfucker.
93.
Why'd I turn into E-40 on the bus, though?
So hopefully you guys got that number.
Tangerine. You heard the number, right? Like,
I'll say it again.
I won't moan. Don't moan.
No, you moan. You moan.
Because they be slow. Like,
818-575-69.
Oh, shit. 93.
That's how you sound when you have sex, mate?
No. Nah. No. I'm quiet.
Oh, you're boring in bed?
No, I'm not boring. I'm quiet.
So you make her make all the noise and make it seem like
it's
you're not having a good time at all?
No, I communicate, but it's like...
Are you a talker? Do you like in the porn? Do you like...
No, I'm not turning into something.
But do you make her... Do you ask a whole lot of questions? Like, do you like this? Is it good? Whose pussy is this? Do you want more of this? Are you that guy?
That's like hella cliche.
People do it.
I don't have to ask if I'm fucking it up. I'm a monster, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Shit. So, that ain't even an issue. I bust quiet. I'm not finna be like, all that shit I be doing in the skits is stupid. I just be like,
That's that pride right there. What about when you're out of town, like, and you take a trip with somebody and you're on an island and you have a nice hotel? Then you let it out?
No, so that all the concierge can be like, oh, room 215 is...
So you're just worried about people hearing you when you come,
I'm just
so you
saying,
keep it quiet.
Like, I just don't come dumb loud. And maybe it's because I, like, was in my parents' house.
Yeah, I think it's because you always live with
shit.
People.
Yeah.
You're always around people. Yeah, because when you get by yourself and you're in a country where they don't know you, you should definitely be even louder.
What? I feel like it's manufactured. Have you ever fucked somebody and they're making so much noise, you're like, nigga, it is not this good. Have you ever? I have been like that with bitches. Like, bitch, I'm not even undressed yet. Shut the fuck up.
I will say the loudest.
I'm fingering you. Shut up.
First of all,
that's
if you're still
thumb.
Fingering people, that's hilarious. But the loudest guy I was with wasn't.
I'm thumbing you down, bitch. It shouldn't be that much. I'm finna hit
actually,
you with this dick.
Actually, that is the spot, though. So if you're thumbing them, you don't even need the dick. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Goddamn thumb war in it. You have a thumb war in the pussy, nigga? Call in 818-575-69.
No, I was about to say 93. I was about to say that's the good thing about you guys being gamers is that you get really good, strong thumb muscles, and then you can tear it down with us later. We appreciate that. The more you know.
Get you a gamer, ladies. When you meet a man, you should be like, so you fuck with Fortnite or 2K? What's
PS4,
your
PS4, Nintendo Switch? Nothing?
That's funny. All right, so while we waiting on this guy to call in and tell us about his dick getting bit up, I guess we'll move it to the next segment. You know what?
What?
I need to turn on Skype.
You tripping.
It's kind of hard for the nigga to call in.
No wonder he hasn't called.
No wonder.
Sorry, Hariel 6.
I wonder.
Anyways.
All right, so.
Is it on now? It's loading.
No, it's going to be like smooth.
Oh, that's right. Sorry about that, guys. But anyways, it's Tuesday. I had fun last night. I'll tell you what I did last night. I went to this party.
What?
It was this new crypto coin is coming out called Humble Coin. It's for you to be able to do the fantasy sports gambling.
Oh, really?
So you can anonymously like put money in and gamble on your teams or whatever. So it was hosted by OT Genesis performed. Lil Dicky performed.
Okay.
Lamar Odom is one of the partners of the company, so he was there. Kyle Kuzma from the Lakers was there because he's one of the partners of the company. I met Masika from Love & Hip Hop. Her butt is ginormous, guys. I'm going to post a picture I took with her, but I also did a booty patrol of her butt because if you know Masika, she's on Love & Hip Hop. She also had some accusations about doing some wild shit for money, and they make fun of her all the time on the show. She's like one of the hated girls on the show. But
she's a twin, right? Is it Masika Malika or something like that? Aren't those?
Oh no, not them. That those girls are the Kardashian twin friends. Okay. This girl is on. She's Fetty Wap's baby mama.
Okay, okay.
So she was there, and so was Megan James, is another reality star. And so I just had a good time talking with all these people, taking pictures, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. And I
you was kissing babies at a gambling function?
Just a phrase that we say, Nate Jackson. Just oh, okay. just a right, phrase.
No. But,
but I will be posting the pictures and the Insta stories on my Instagram later today. I recorded a bunch of stuff and didn't post it, but it was a pretty lit night. I had a great time, and my puppies are definitely out, so you'll enjoy the pictures. I have a very low-cut top on. Okay, we fixed the phone, so you guys can call now. The number again is 818-575-69.
Oh, bitch, is some fire.
93. What else is going on?
This shit is funny.
So, oh, you want to just have me, I can beatbox and we can get into some topics while he calls.
It says it's busy.
Tanned you on TMZ, ma. Oh, that's right. TMZ interviewed me on my way into the party. Am I on there, Dante Hawkins? Thanks for telling me. I need to watch. So TMZ interviewed me on my way into the party, me and my friend Carrie. And Carrie was one of the Dora Milaje soldiers in Black Panther with the shaved head.
Yeah,
right.
The
so we roll to these parties together. Somebody, you just sent me on TMZ. Thank you, Dante. Dante, for telling me that. I need to find it and watch it.
Talk about
Take
it
a
now.
Picture of the screenshot. Screenshot it if you got DVR and DM
her.
It to me so I can post it. Thank you
Send
for telling
it
me.
It to her.
Official Tangerine on Facebook and on Instagram. TANJAREEN. But anyways, yeah.
Tell them a story. I'm going to try that instrumental under you.
Okay.
You should be louder than it, though. Like, okay. You should just talk.
Well, right now, I just hear... Okay, there we go. So, yeah, last night, guys, I was at the Humble Coin, Crypto Coin party, and on my way in, TMZ was out there, and they were asking my girl who was with me, Carrie, who was in the movie Black Panther, as one of the Dora Milaje. They were asking her, like, what it was like to be in the movie, and she was telling them how she had to shave her head for the role, and she wasn't sure she wanted to. And then we start talking about hair products, and we start talking about how when you go to hotels, they don't really have stuff for Black people. And I immediately chimed in like, yo, I tweeted about this 3 years ago. I want to know why. There's always a blow dryer in every hotel room you go in, but there's never a pressing comb or a flat iron. Hashtag Black Hair Matters. So we were vibing and talking about that, and that might be the part that you see on TMZ. But I was just like, this is a real valid question. Not everybody has this thin, stringy hair that needs to be blow dried as soon as you get out of the shower. Some of us need to straighten it. And we need like a blow dryer that has even heavier power so that it can really like dry it. And we need to like style it. And we never have our products there. So I just wanted
That's
to know.
That's because that hotel ain't for you. You got to go to the Nigga Tree Inn. You got to go to the Niggy Yacht.
Not the Niggy Yacht.
The Niggy Yacht. And you got to go to
the Holiday Niggs.
The Holiday Niggs.
I just need to know, even in the hood, even if you go to the whole hotel where it's a dollar, like you pay by the hour or whatever, and you just go in there to smash. You guys all know what I'm talking about. They don't even have them in there. So I just wanted to know, like, if that ever was going to happen now that this is such a diverse world. I mean, we've had a Black president.
I got
at
somebody
this point.
That just texted me and said, you know, you ain't washing your hair in no damn hotel.
Well, we could. We go swimming when we're on trips. Like when I'm out of the country, especially.
Oh, you're different. You out here in the water.
You don't get in the water?
I do, but most Black women are like, uh-uh, nigga. You know how far my stylist from here?
Maybe if we had a flat iron in the room, we would. See?
Maybe.
Because when you fly, they X-ray in your bags, and you know, you got anything with cords, they're like, you can't fly with that. But if you have it in the hotel, maybe I'll get in the water. I will anyway, but maybe my girls will get in the water, straighten that ish back out.
Ish? Why are you talking clean?
Oh, straighten that shit back out. I was trying to be a lady.
Straighten it the fuck out.
Hario says, been calling. It does short rings.
This shit is not ringing. I'm going to fix it while the camera's on the puppy camera. Tangerine is telling you interesting stories.
Yes. Yeah, so please send me a shot of me on TMZ so I can post it on my page. And hopefully
send
I can
it.
Try to watch it later. Or maybe a link to it if it's on the
send
website.
It.
But that's pretty cool. And my puppies, let me know if my puppies made it into the shot. Because I was walking into that party with the puppies out. And I was just about to do the red carpet. I need to post this stuff.
You walked into it with the puppies popping?
The puppies were popping out. I was pulling out. It's funny. I had just pulled up in my Benz. Pulled right up to the red carpet.
Okay.
Got out the car. TMZ was like right there like, Carrie, Tanger. I was like, oh, snap. And then I did the carpet. Then went in and then partied with OT Genesis, Lamar Odom, Masika, Megan James, Kyle Kuzma. All the other people that were there.
A couple of them niggas need to cut it.
And tonight we're doing it all again. I have another party to go to with a lot of the same people that were at this one, plus way more because it's a bigger event. And
man, I would crash, but I gotta go out of town.
Oh, you're not doing 5150 tonight?
I am, but you said the event was tomorrow.
No, and then I corrected myself. It's tonight.
What time?
When I leave here.
I'm not going. I would crash, but I don't want to be that guy.
Do you want me to invite you, Nick?
Yes. Are you going to invite me or what the fuck? How long does it take to get an invite in this bitch? Golly.
My bad. So since your phone doesn't work, we should just move on with the show and nobody can call in today. They'll just have to type in what they want
to
say.
I don't know. I think they might be able to call in right now. Oh, well, Skype is trying to load up. So when Skype loads up, because, you know, y'all don't know this, but the number is the Skype number. So when that loads up, call in. You know what I'm saying?
The funny thing about the Nate Jackson radio show is that there has to have one technical problem for each episode.
Something must be fucked up.
So we have the audio sync with the video.
That's done. We got that now.
We have the not muting the Spreaker app people when we're talking. That mm-hmm. hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm. We got that.
We have sound effects mastered. We have the camera angles mastered.
Yes, we do. We got the master.
The lighting is incredible. Mastered. We didn't start off with this lighting, and we didn't start off with this table. Everything is great, so Skype has to be down.
So much time and effort into making this thing right for y'all. How many podcasts / radio shows do you know that are in, let's just call this a studio?
It is a studio, Nate.
Taking live calls. I mean, let's compare. And I take all this hard work and effort and put into this goddamn thing. I done went through the trouble to get one of the coldest, Boldest. Baddest hostess in the world. She's right here for y'all.
Thanks, Nate.
She got her own fucking camera. She got her own camera. I'm not going to keep fake crying if the music's off.
He's back out of character immediately. So, yeah. All I'm saying is the show's come a long way, and we're almost there.
Yeah, so let's do, before we do Litter Shit, right, we got two songs that are ready to go, right? So the two artists that we're going to do samples of their music, one is Nia Dane, and the song is called Diana, and then the second one is by Daveron Madden, it's called Put In Work. And we're going to play those for a chunk, and this is a segment is where it's called Litter Shit. And for that segment, we argue about the intro, but I just wish that I could just like beatbox and then Tangerine.
I wish I had
just,
the skills.
Would just freestyle like she
I
did
don't,
last week.
If, I listen, don't have
listen,
the skills.
She swears up and down. This bitch swears she cannot do it. Let me
I
tell you something.
I can't do
the
it.
The motherfucker was incredible 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't.
She
I wasn't good.
She was absolutely flat out fucking stellar. Okay. And I wouldn't even. It, like, she can't hear me right now. So just know.
I'm in a soundproof
awesome.
Booth.
Yeah. So anyway. So what we'll do before we go to Litter Shit is we can knock out a couple of the topics. Because there's some good stuff there, and
well, I think we should do one Litter Shit and then do topics.
Damn, man, that is God damn. Tangerine. She's fucking dope, man. We do one Litter Shit, then we do a top, then we come back for the other Litter Shit.
And just so you know, folks, the reason that I named it Litter Shit is because I want you to let us know if you like the song by sending us an emoji of the fire flame or the poo. So if you don't like it, send us emojis of the poo in the chats. If you do like it, send us the fire. Simple. Let's hear the first one by Diana. It's called...
That's what you want? All right, so this one is not like a regular hip-hop beat, so you got to open up your musical palette and receive this.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, take this to the face, y'all. We about to give you something a little bit different.
What's it called?
What's up with that? Yeah. This is called Diana by Nia Dane. This is a track that was sent to us for this segment, Lit or Shit. And here we go.
Now for some new music on
your JD the Bay. The baby.
Yeah. Baby Nani,
I like that, I like that. Baby Nani, whatever you said.
Make me go. Gaga.
What else y'all think? I need to see poo or flames. Is it lit or shit?
Is it lit or shit?
Okay, I'm reading the responses. So, okay, my Q says, damn it, Tange, pop out, do that shit, I think is what you were saying. My Q gave us some flames. The puppies were an influential part of the flames, he said.
Tangerine be twerking, I'd be like.
Yeah, keep your head the other way. Just ignore me. I'm like a little sister. Hario 6 gave it flames as well.
This thing that made herself the little sister.
I'm the little sister.
Definitely the big sister.
Mm-mm, I'm little sister. So I don't see any poo emojis. And
so you little.
Yeah, I'm little.
H, you little. You my mind. What do you call it?
I'm younger and I'm smaller in weight. I'm the little sister.
God damn. This nigga threw. I'm lighter in weight. Okay.
I'm the little sister in all ways possible.
That's cool.
That's what little means.
Oh my God. I'm not even tripping. I don't know where these sounds are coming from.
He's playing every sound he has. All right, so for now, and you know what? I didn't think that the song Diana by Nia Dane was going to be a male voice. I thought it was going to be a woman, and when you said it's going to be different, I thought it was going to be like an eclectic song, but you could have just said it was like a Caribbean, like Afrocentric beat.
I just wanted to open it up and let them
be. Yeah, it was cool.
I wanted them to be completely open before they decided, oh, this is reggae. But the other thing is, most songs about Diana, they're by men. Dirty Diana.
Right, but not when their name is Nia. When you said Nia, I was like, for sure, that's a woman.
Sounded like a woman to me, too.
But we liked it. JD the baby is laughing at us. All right.
Oh, JD the baby came in now. He was writing me. He was watching on his YouTube TV.
He typed in, we out here
You know what this Nia Dane kind of sounds a little bit like? There's another artist that this voice sounds like a little bit to me, and I'm just going to play it.
Okay, that is Nia, right?
Give it to me, don't need it. She's feeling the vibe. She's feeling the vibe. Come drop my money today.
Like today, come check my body today. That sounds like a Caribbean R. Kelly.
Ah, speaking of R. Kelly.
Oh, you got a topic related to R. Kelly that
I do.
We discussed before the show that I just segued into?
I do have a topic, but you also had Hario giving you an update on the bitten dick. Did you want me to tell you what he said?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
He typed it in.
Let me see what Skype hitting on back here in the background. Matter of fact, if Skype don't work, y'all can call my cell phone. Nigga, I give it out.
But I can just read you what he said.
Oh, he gave a sentence.
Hario says, anyway, she just bit the...
Read it slow.
Anyway. Truth is, I'm tired. She just nipped the side of my dick right when I told her I was about to come. So I didn't get to come. And she didn't have to swallow. She didn't break the skin. But I had a little pain when I had my next boner. That is funny as fuck.
Oh my God! That nigga said his dick hurt the next time he got hard.
Yes.
And then you came all out of your mood. You're like, so then I, nigga, that is funny as fuck.
That is, I'm sorry, that was funny.
She's laughing at your dick, nigga.
Just to think about the way he worded that. That was funny. She didn't break the skin, but I had a little pain the next time I had a boner.
Was the boner for her?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Hario. I didn't mean to laugh at that. Yeah, JD the baby says, sounds like a lose-lose to me.
Man, that's not a win. That's for sure.
She didn't come. You didn't come. She didn't have to swallow, though, so she won that way.
Nobody came. It's like calling the football team and none of them got legs. None of them can't. They can't get to you. They can't run.
I get it. Took me a minute. I'm there.
I fucked it up. But I'm all right with that. Okay?
at 5:03 p.m.
All right, these niggas. I bet they can hear me now.
Did you not hear this amazing beat that he... Can you just rewind it and play it back?
The beat that you just made?
Yeah, the freestyle, all the music that we just provided for you guys with his amazing lyrics. You didn't hear any of it?
Bruh, y'all miss all them freestyles? Fuck it. Let's get it again.
You remember what you said? Because it was great.
It's gonna be some brand
it was
new
about
shit.
Skype. Okay. Can you hear us, though?
They can hear us.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, here we go. They say, yep. Okay. Better. Better or
nigga,
here?
They can hear us.
All right, here we go.
Better.
Dante Hawkins. Here we go.
Damn it. Shit. Man, I'm sad now. You can see it on my face. Fucking with Dante. He ain't talking about it sounds better. Niggas better than better. My nigga, this the best weather in the building, and I get it, and I'm in this bitch. And you watching the show, and I am with this bitch. And she is kicking boards. She got the flow. And goddamn it, this is the radio show because of Nate Jackson. Bout action. Getting it in it, motherfucker. Like Popeye's penis. Eat it, get green, get strong as fuck. I'm trying to get it going, and we going above. This is Tangerines. Topics cut.
Hey,
on the low, nigga, I just flamed.
That needs to get some lit emojis.
Tangerine.
That was amazing.
Tangerine went nuts.
That was amazing.
I wasn't even on the screen, so they got to look at you beatbox that whole time while I spit flames, which will make it go viral.
No, so you can't go back and change it later to a two shot?
I'm not even tripping. It is what it is. You just
because I
want to
put that clip up. That was fun.
Shit, I don't have
a solution. Hi, guys. Hi, Queen Patty. Be blessed. Thanks for watching. Bars, LOL. Dante Hawkins says, thank you. JD the baby says, bars with capital letters. That means he really felt it. So thanks for listening. Let's get into my first topic. First topic is the Billboard Awards just happened on Sunday, guys. Did anybody watch? Did anybody care? Janet Jackson got like this amazing, one of those Lifetime Achievement Awards. She came out, she performed. She's like, what, 52 years old now?
Janet's 52?
Yeah, she had her baby at 50,
I
believe.
Is that where she looked like a princess? I saw somebody post a picture and said, you look like a princess. Was that at the Billboard Music Awards?
Was she wearing gold? And like no cleavage showing? Yeah.
Yeah, she looked 31.
She looks amazing. She's over 50. She just had her baby when she was 50.
Don't nobody give a fuck about no goddamn Janet Jackson being 50 years old. Either you fuck it or you not. On the Billboard Music Awards? Fuck that. Niggas had other shit to do.
Okay, well, Salt and Pepper performed as well towards the end with En Vogue.
Push it. Nigga, to the next subject. Nobody give a fuck about what Salt and Pepper doing. Okay. Niggas don't even cook with that shit. Where is garlic powder and motherfucking... Where's olive oil and coconut
hilarious.
Oil, nigga? That's the band we need now. Niggas out here changing their lives. Salt and Pepper, fuck your whole shit up.
This nigga said nobody gives a fuck about Salt and Pepper. They don't even cook with it no more.
We don't, nigga. You ain't got no Tony Saturays? Where's Saturays?
That stuff you put in your shrimp and grits.
Yeah, I want to see Saturays and Dash. Nigga, that's the group I want to listen to. Saturays and
Not the
Dash.
Lowry Season Salt Singers. Okay,
yeah.
So moving on from the Billboard Awards.
Sorry, but that topic skipped.
Okay, there was a mass shooting again.
Nigga, I'm done.
Week.
I'm not talking about that either.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of it. And it's not that the people who lost their lives don't deserve to be talked about. It's because it's the same shit again. And we keep on talking about it in the media. And it glorifies it. And these little white kids hear this shit. And they keep shooting up shit. My real question is, why in the fuck am I still having to take my shoes off at TSA? I'm a nigga. I ain't bothering nobody. I should be able to walk right through the airport and fly the plane if I feel like it.
Touche.
Motherfuckers.
Touche. I will say, back to the Billboard Awards, but about the mass shooting, Kelly Clarkson did an amazing job hosting the Billboard Awards. Her opening intro, if you can just find that on YouTube and watch it, she came out and she just wanted to say something about the mass shooting, and she said that the producers had told her to do a moment of silence, but she immediately started crying and she said, I don't want to do a moment of silence because we've been doing moments of silence and it's not working. She was like, I want a moment of action. And she was like, what are we going to do at this point? Because I have 4 kids and I can't imagine getting that phone call or having somebody show up to my door and tell me that something has happened when I sent my kids to school. And she was like, we should be able to send our kids to school or to the movies or just out in, you know, daily activities without them coming back or not coming back at all, I should say. So she gave a really heartfelt opening. And then she went into her monologue from the stage where she performed
a bunch of a medley of songs, and she even did some rap songs, but she sang them. She did Kendrick Lamar, like she did Bruno Mars, and she did, you know, I think she probably did some Taylor Swift. She just did a medley of all the hot songs from this year, but she sang them and did dance numbers to them, and I thought she did an incredible opening. So if you don't watch the whole thing, just watch her opening, Janet's performance, and then on In Vogue and Salt and Pepper at the end, and then you've seen enough. And that's all I'm going to say about that and the mass shooting. Next topic, the royal wedding happened. And
Meghan Markle and one of the princes.
Yeah, Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Apparently, we really cared about that. Like, everybody I know was posting a picture of them. They really, really cared. And I guess it's kind of cool that Meghan's from South Central LA.
Is she from South Central?
Yeah, she's from here. She grew up right in Leimert Park, like down the street from where I grew up. Like,
don't nobody give a fuck about where that bitch is from. She's a bad light skin, and she showed us how far bad light skin can go. I don't give a fuck. And black women were just hating on Childish Gambino wife being of Asian and
white
descent. And then they tune in the next week to watch a mixed girl get with a red-headed white man. I don't give a fuck. It's dope that she's from America. Cool. But unless that shit affects and helps us, what is it, a shitload of purses and bags for her? Congratulations, bitch. You never have to work again. Her mama quit her job.
Well,
why should we give a fuck? And it over-popularized the idea of princes and princesses and all that Disney shit, and you guys think that shit is even possible. That woman is about to walk into hell. Did you see how the queen was looking at her? We're not talking about this subject. Fuck it. We'll move on.
Okay. I will say my real sister, is just recently got married this month to a white guy with red hair. And I was like, oh, she's probably excited about the queen being with this guy, because maybe that was hashtag relationship goals.
She was
because
like, that's me.
They're down with the swirl. But I will say about the Childish Gambino comparison, because I was thinking the same thing. A lot of people were saying, this is America. You know, it's an invalid video because it was made by a guy whose baby's mom is white and he doesn't know the struggle. But one, he's still the one who made the video and it's still dope as fuck with a lot of great messages behind it. And two, men and women are seen differently when it comes to dating outside of their race. Everybody shits on the black woman. So black men don't want a black woman. Other races don't want a black woman. But everybody wants a black man.
Violation.
So when you flip it.
I'll take a chocolate queen so fast.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that. But most people in other races are excited about black men. So when you have a woman that says, you know what, I'm tired of getting shitted on by my own people, I'm going to date outside of my race. And then she not only dated outside of her race, but she got a prince and now she's the Duchess of Suchess, or however you say it, and I guess that makes him a duke or whatever. But she went above and beyond when she dated outside of her race, and it's just different when men and women date outside their race because of how we're seen by other races. That's all I'm going to say. That got a moan?
I guess. That's what women hear. They hear that. This bitch went outside of her race and got her a prince, bitch. Yes. And look at him. He woke and shit. The wedding was black. Then a motherfucker.
I know. And the white people were not ready.
Overcompensated as fuck.
But here's the funny thing. I don't know if you guys know this. 2005, that same prince was accused of a lot of racial stuff.
He was in a picture with a Klansman and a Nazi.
Right, and some people say it was a Halloween costume, and some people say that his beliefs were very prejudiced back then. He was 24 at the time. I believe he's about 33 now, so obviously his beliefs have changed because he actually married a black woman and had a half-black wedding and,
she's,
you know, black pastor.
No matter
and all
what
that.
Nationality she is.
Yes, but she's also considered passing if you put
and
the
she
pa-
put
paper
that
bag.
South Central hood pussy on him and fucked him up.
As her mother
That's
taught her
what
well.
It was.
As her mother taught
she
her well.
She hooked them goddamn heels under that nigga's red haired thighs and rode that nigga all the way to the motherfucking TV.
Did you see her mom? She looks like Cardi B. If you look
her
at
mom the, looks. I seen DC Young Fly post and be like, "Nigga, was that Cardi B?"
It looks like Cardi B. If you see the pictures on the gram of of Megan and her mom in the back seat of the car in the wedding, I'm like, "What is Cardi B doing in the back seat?" But that is her mama. So good luck to her. Congratulations to her. The reason that people like her also is because she's not just going to be a wife that sits idly by, but she's going to be involved. She's already been an actress and stuff, but she also has, since she was 11 years old, writing letters to people to get things changed when she saw something about sexism. So she's going to be active in politics, and she's going to do more than just be a pretty face. So we'll see. Not that any of it affects us because we're here in America, but you know, it's something to see when a first lady over here is active, but it's not something you're used to at all over there for them to actually be active. So we'll see what she does.
Well, at least there's American in power somewhere, because our country's being ran by Russians right now.
Ooh, touche. Touche.
How about that shit, nigga?
My Q says, no, I didn't give a flying fuck. And then he says, a lot of these dudes have issues with their mom and don't want the same shit. And he said the poop emoji. So that's why the black men don't want to date a black woman, because they have mommy issues and their mom was black? Don't agree with it, but it's real, Mike, he says. Okay. I got you. I always wonder that, too, because there's so many black men who won't date a black woman. And I'm like, but your mom was black. But if they have issues with their mom, that totally makes sense.
That's kind of deep.
Yeah. So we're not talking about any of those topics that we just talked about. So I'll move on to R. Kelly. R. Kelly is in the news again. You guys already know that he was accused of having a sex cult of young women who were trapped inside his home that had to be his sex slaves.
A gaggle of bitches. Just a gaggle of a six pack.
A gaggle of bitches. But yeah. Now,
this
as
is
of
all Dora Milaje thing, they got hair and ass.
But as of today, he's now been accused of purposely giving someone herpes. The more you know.
Shit.
Yeah. So basically
allegedly?
Everything is allegedly until you go to court. Which I just saw something right before we started saying that he missed his court.
They said they were trapped in the closet. Somebody said, that's why I'm here. That's what the title said.
Oh, to talk about the R. Kelly thing?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay, so basically there is a lawsuit against R. Kelly based on sexual abuse and quote unquote willfully, deliberately, and maliciously infecting a woman with herpes.
Oh my God.
Faith Rogers is 19 years old, a really pretty.
Goddamn, 19? This nigga's like 74.
He's 51.
Shit.
She's 19. She met him last year after one of his concerts.
And can't even drink yet.
Right, exactly. So her name is Faith Rogers.
She need to have faith that she'll be okay without this nigga.
So she lives in Texas, and she met R. Kelly after a concert in San Antonio. I guess they stayed in touch, and then he flew her to one of his concerts in New York and got her a hotel room.
She bad to the motherfucker.
She is cute.
Flyable, nigga? She's going to be adorable.
Exactly. Look at her picture. She's cute. But
Faith what?
Faith A. Rogers.
Faith A. Rogers. I'm going to pull her up.
Yeah.
If she's bad, I'm going to put her on the screen.
All you have to do is type in R. Kelly and herpes, and I think she comes up, unfortunately. So now that she's making this accusation, it's going to be on her now, because who's going to date the girl
told
everybody?
All I have to type in is what?
R. Kelly and herpes is all you have to type
God
in.
Type in R. Kelly and herpes, guys. What's the girl's name? Faith what?
No, type in R. Kelly and herpes. Watch what
I don't
happens.
Want herpes in my computer search database. I'm typing in the
Because then when
bitch.
You're on Facebook, all these herpes ads are going to come up because because Facebook takes all your info and shares it.
You're like, somebody's like, can I use your computer real quick? Oh, wow. did you her disinfect name, this keyboard?
Her name is Faith A. Rogers, and she's 19 years old. Like I said, R. Kelly
is
51.
With a D, like White
some
Rogers
people have it
R-O-G.
With a D, and some people have it without a D. The point is, she's saying.
I bet she wish she didn't get the D, too.
The point is that she's suing him in this lawsuit. There's one count of sexual battery. There's another count of false imprisonment.
That nigga beat that pussy up.
And there's another count of failure to disclose that he had a sexually transmitted disease. Now, she's saying the sex they had was non-consensual. But then there's always the guy who's going to say, but bitch, I flew you to New York.
You got on the plane, came,
and
And
I got you a room. But he got her own
and
room.
And you're 19. You
and you're
fuck.
19. Like, so... Is it? But it's still, I guess, no means no. If she actually said the words no, then he shouldn't have done anything.
Is this
but there's
her right here,
the chocolate girl, yeah, right there.
That bitch looks like Charlamagne.
Oh no, she looks like the singer who used to sing, the one who used to go against Brandy all the time, Monica. She looks like Monica back in the 90s.
She like Monica with Charlamagne nose.
She looks like Monica to me. Let me read these comments.
She like she been eating Breakfast Club sandwiches. Come on.
Breakfast Club sandwiches?
Come on. Give me that.
My Q said that young ass is amazing, all capital letters. Queen Patty Be Blessed says, can I call the show or no? Yes, you can call the show. The number is still 818-575-6993.
Like, I'm about to tell the story about how I bit my niggas dick.
Hario 6 says, Tangerine is beautiful.
Oh, I wonder why it says play.
Can we see how tall you are and how long your legs are? You look like a little leg chick. I'm not a little leg chick. I'm actually 5'8 and a half, and I look longer and taller because I always wear heels and my limbs are really long.
My limbs are really long.
Trucking according to Isaac, type the number in for you guys.
Thank you.
You can also see what I look like at my Instagram page, which is right here on the bottom of the screen at Official Tangerine, because I don't think you're going to be able to see my legs if I show you right now.
You can see yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. But
can't see my legs.
Well, nigga, let's act up. Turn a little bit.
I'm trying.
The cake. Fuck a leg.
He asked for legs.
Them niggas don't want to see your legs. They told you to stand up for your legs so you can see butt. Nigga, you don't dumbass fell for it.
He
that's
didn't
like
say
touch
butt.
Your elbows together behind your back. Oh.
He didn't
say. You niggas ain't shit. Got tangerine doing shit.
He didn't say butt. He said he thought I was little-legged and he wanted to see my legs.
See how she responds? Like, tangerine is so real that had you just asked to see her ass, she might have shown you. But because you asked for legs, nigga, you get what you
get
asked
legs.
For.
Yeah. That's I'm a team want. Player. So anyways, this R. Kelly thing.
I was being slick.
So you can also see my ass on my Instagram at Official Tangerine. Hilarious. But back to R. Kelly and his herpes, though. So Faith Rogers.
That and more, things you don't normally hear on the radio show.
You're listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show, co-hosted by Tangerine. So R. Kelly's giving bitches herpes, basically. So this 19-year-old named Faith A. Rogers came out this morning saying that, yes, he flew her to New York. He had non-consensual sex with her. He got her a hotel room. He's falsely imprisoned her. Once he locked her in a van for 8 hours straight as a punishment, and she's just feeling like she's been abused.
How long has she been dealing with this nigga? Because she's 19 now. She's been locked in vans and all this. This sounds like a 2-3 year relationship.
Well, she met him last year. So she met him, I think, I feel like it was in the summer, but she met him at a concert in Texas in 2017. And so I guess she's been dealing with him, I don't know, less than a year, but she's just now telling us about this now. I don't know if she just got diagnosed. I don't know what's going on, but R. Kelly's management has no comment, and R. Kelly says he's heartbroken at these allegations because maybe he really cared about her.
All right, well, we got to call her.
Hey, and then I have another person that's making an accusation. Come on in, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, first and foremost, you got to turn your radio down so it don't echo. Secondly, what's going on? You call the Nate Jackson Radio Show and you lie, baby.
Hi, Nate and Tangerine. It's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. This is Queen Patty Be Blessed. Where are you calling from? What city are you in? What city are you in?
San Bernardino, California.
Hey, San Bernardino.
Hey. The picture went out for a second, but it's back. Thanks, guys. Well, what's up? What's on your mind, Patricia?
Well, I wanted to know what's to talk about. What are you guys talking about? I just tuned in not too long ago.
Oh, we just started talking about R. Kelly.
We got a couple topics you can pick. One is somebody got their dick bit by their girlfriend. Two is the royal wedding and Meghan Markle's from South Central LA and her mom looks like Cardi B. And three is R. Kelly been giving chicks herpes, allegedly. Which one of those rings a bell for you?
Well, I just overheard about the royal wedding. I'd seen some of it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. I thought it was really nice and beautiful and everything. I honestly feel like black people have been going a little bit too crazy. I feel like we've been going a little bit too crazy over it.
Yeah, like, why are we so excited about their wedding?
Exactly. Like, some people ain't even excited about their own wedding. Let alone...
That's a good-ass point, Patricia. That's a good-ass point. You don't even want to go to your uncle's wedding, and you worried about this bitch you never met and are never going to meet's wedding.
Right. You and your chick been dating for 14 years. You will not propose. But y'all watching that together going, that's beautiful.
That's funny.
Exactly. I have a friend whose parents were together for 38 years and never got married.
Damn.
Wait, not never got married. But yeah, they were together for 38 years and then decided to get married.
Why?
What's worse, that type of relationship or just being raped once for a little bit?
Nigga, what is a little bit of rape?
Just like the tip.
I can't even have this conversation.
What's worse, like just a tip of rape or 30 years of lies and no marriage?
I'm going to say that 38 years is better.
Oh, okay.
Because you're with someone you love and you don't need a piece of paper to prove you love someone that is signed by a court system because your marriage has nothing to do with the court. It's between you and the other person. Okay. I'm going to say rape is worse.
Okay.
Patricia, would you agree?
Rape is worse.
Right.
I don't know why he would say a little bit of rape.
Because he's a man, Patricia.
There's no such thing as a little bit of rape.
Thank you, Patricia. We gonna pray for him, okay, Patty?
Hey, man, I was
Patty,
just asking, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get hypothetical sometimes.
Lord, yeah. Have mercy. Thank you for your call, Patricia. Please keep listening, and we're gonna talk more about R. Kelly and his herpes.
Always.
Always is a funny thing to say after R. Kelly and his herpes.
Right.
Always.
All right. Thanks for calling, girl. Bye.
This nigga R. Kelly got herpes.
Oh. Oh, shoot. I think Nate might want to say a few words about this.
Doctor said, when R. Kelly said, "Am I clean?" Oh, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Go hang on some herpes. I don't want to let this girl leave, so she has to stay in my house today. And she can stay until she is like 28. I said, hang. That burn, 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 burn. I don't know her. Who she been fucking? Was it Usher? So when I burnt you, bitch, you gonna be trapped in my closet. I says, have on a baby, and that baby's name is herpes. Can we go have on some herpes, baby? Have on some herpes, bitch. Can I get boss with you? And I'm gonna pop my shit, cause I want some herpes. R. Kelly, it's a herpes remix. Clean doc,
OMG.
That's why his mind was telling him no, and his body was telling him yes.
Damn.
Cause that nigga has some herpes.
That was hysterical, Nate Jackson. Hysterical.
You know, when it hurts, you trying to guess. Can we go have on some herpes?
And the herpes name is herpes. I messed it up.
I'll fix it right now. You ready?
Okay.
Can we go have on a baby?
And the baby's name is herpes.
Can we go have on a baby?
And the baby's name is herpes.
Kels. Kels. Shot down.
Trapped in the van.
Herpes factory.
Doctor's name is Mr. Biggs. That's what Xavier Small said. That was funny. Open sores on the forehead. You wrong, Jake.
Can we go?
This was so disrespectful. I love it.
All right, so we're going to do this other litter shit, and then we're going to tell you where we've been, where we going, and then Tangerine got to go fucking party with the stars, you bitch, you.
Yeah, Xavier says, 5'8", really? Clay must be short. Clay is six feet tall. Is 5'8 short? I don't get it.
5'8 is kind of tall, ain't it? The average girl is what, 5'4"?
Yeah, 5'4", 5'5 are the ones y'all like to put in all the music videos.
The average American female is 5'4".
The more you know. Shea Bay Baby says, LOL, I love Nate's singing, with some emojis behind it.
Oh my God.
King Tizzle said, LMAO.
Is it litter? Is it shit?
Truck.
New music on your favorite station.
Trucking, according to Isaac, says, pissing on girls and giving women herpes and still going to be pulling any female he wants. This is America. Let me tell you my R. Kelly story. I forgot I have an R. Kelly story. I took my homegirl.
Oh my God.
I took my homegirl to see, actually I've met R. Kelly three different times now that I think about it. Once at the Arsenio Hall show, because Arsenio's a friend of mine, so when he was performing on the show, I took my homegirl for her birthday, and then we went backstage and we met him or whatever, and you know, he was kind of feeling me or whatever, and he slipped me, and he slipped me his number. But that wasn't the first time he had slipped me his number, because we met at one of his concerts here in LA, and after the concert, basically during the intermission, you go out and you get your drinks or whatever in the lobby, and there's a guy who scouts the crowd, and I guess summons you
his bitches for him.
And summons you for R. Kelly. So this guy came up to me and told me to come backstage. He gave me this wristband. He's like, come backstage after the show to meet and greet R. Kelly. I'm like, all right, cool. And my friend that I had brought with me, the same girlfriend that I took to the Arsenio Hall show, I know she's an R. Kelly fan, so I took her to this pants girl. He came and got you because you got these pants on, because I had on some real slick, like, tight-ass pants, whatever. So we go back there after the show, and there's a line of bitches waiting to meet R. Kelly that all have been invited back here to meet this man. And you get this photo op with him, and I don't know. Actually, did he say take? I think we took, I don't remember taking a picture with him, but I think other girls did, whatever. But you meet him, you get a quick hug, and you walk away. But if you're lucky, he will slip you his phone number in this quick meeting. Now, let me tell you something, people. This phone number is already printed on a computer and printed out. Like, his phone number on a cut piece of paper. So I'm like, he must have printed out a sheet with this phone number on it multiple times and just had it professionally cut by his team to have it balled up in his hand, perfectly folded up, to slip to whoever he wants to give it to. So he slipped it to me. So twice in my life, I've had R. Kelly slip me his number.
What's funny is the nigga got his numbers. He got a setting on his printer for my phone number for these hoes. This nigga, his manager, he's looking for an assistant. Like, are you good with Photoshop? Can you handle the Word documents? And how are you with Avery labels?
Hilarious. The Avery 5160. Are you familiar with that one?
How are you with Avery labels?
So this was... He says this was after you knew he pissed on girls? Yes, this was probably 2000 and... The first time was, I think, 2012 or 2013, I think. Jake McDonald said he was checking to see who was down to fuck. Exactly. She got summoned, JD, the baby says. Exactly. So he was backstage at that concert. He slipped me his number, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I showed it to my homegirl, and she got so excited. She was like, you have to call, you have to call. And I was like, I mean, when I was an adult, I don't even know how I got this phone number, first of all. But the ironic thing is that same night, the guy that I was dating, that I was in a serious relationship with, who's now my husband, had called and left me a message saying, I'm okay, I'm all right, okay, everything's fine, all right, okay, bye. And I was like, that was weird. So I'm like, something's wrong with my man, but R. Kelly just gave me his number and is trying to hook up while he's in L.A. What do I do? So I call my man back, and come to find out he had had a run-in with the police.
What?
And he was in holding. So I was like, okay.
This is R. Kelly?
No, this was my man. This was Clayton.
Okay.
But it was ironic because R. Kelly is somebody that if he hadn't pissed on girls, he would have been on my can I get a hall pass to fuck R. Kelly list. But now that I know. But I was like, because I've always thought he was so sexy and so talented.
Did
until
you?
He, yeah, back in the day. He
this
was,
nigga's
his
just
music,
always, to me, he's just always been covered. The nigga always has on a hoodie, glasses, and fucking
that's
do-rag.
Mystique. As a little girl, I'm like, ooh, he's so mysterious.
When he's 19?
And his music, that would have been too old for R. Kelly. That would have been too old for R. Kelly. I was much younger than that. But why is this rolling like this?
Why is what rolling?
I don't know. But yeah, so it would have been a hall pass moment had I not known the type of person that he was and the type of women that he was attracted to. And I was wondering why he wanted an adult, first of all, but then my man was in some trouble. So I was like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for me to not call him. So I went and took care of my man or whatever, but I did text with him a couple of times with R. Kelly, and he texted me back and forth, and he wanted to fly me to Chicago. And I was like, you know,
wait, so how many back and forth texts were there before he was like, how about a trip to Chicago?
There was probably three.
Wait a minute.
It was immediate.
Man. Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Want
to come to Chicago?
It was really quick. And I was just like, nah, I don't really want to go. But I wanted to just, I wanted to know him and him know me, but I didn't want him to know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to see him in public and be like, hey, what's up, Robert? And that's it. But what did you just do to my phone?
Nothing.
Now we're not
I
on.
Got you. You gotta go.
So anyway, that was my first R. Kelly story. And then the other one was when I saw him at the Arsenio Hall show. I was like, he's not going to remember me. But once again, he slipped me his number again at this party.
Does that mean he remembered you, or he's just consistent?
Completely different phone number this time. So it made me call the old number, and I saw the old number was disconnected. I was like, oh, he probably has a different number every time he travels. And he just has all these burner phones for different bitches. And now this cut to a few years later. There are people in sex cults. And I'm like, wow, was I going to be part of the people that was recruited for the sex cult? And I dodged that bullet because I thought I was just dodging getting pissed on. I didn't know I was dodging.
God damn. Tangerine. You heard it here first. Tangerine almost was not able to be with us here today because she was going to be trapped in R. Kelly's closet.
Who knew? And the more you know, ladies and gentlemen.
The more you know.
Nate Jackson Radio Show is an educational show. And
oh, tangerine, tangerine,
do you, is this inspiring a song? Okay, okay.
Oh, tangerine. She about to be locked in the closet at R. Kelly's. I said Tangerine was about to be kidnapped at R. Kelly's house, getting peed on with herpes juice.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Tangerine was about to be getting kidnapped at R. Kelly's house, trapped in the closet, getting peed on. And you know that's what she talking about, because Tangerine almost got kidnapped by R. Kelly some years ago. She's about to be the second girl on the video. In court talking about, yeah, that is me. Talking about, I swear to God, just that is R. Kelly. And he's like, that don't even look like me.
Why does he always say that?
That don't even look like me. I always have on a mask, a hoodie, some type of disguise. You got me fucked up, judge. You're supposed to be wise. That's not me. No, no, no. My mind would have told me no. Tangerine's like, but that's me. I'm 5'8", can't you see? I got the boots and ass on me.
Hey,
and my man is
hey,
in love.
Hey.
I'm about to go back in this closet while R. Kelly fucks, because Tangerine got kidnapped by R. Kelly and she's in the closet getting peed on with her herpes juice on her forehead. You can...
Hilarious.
I'm done. I got to breathe in, nigga.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nate Jackson.
There it is. Shout out to Diggity back in the building from washing everything in his house.
Yay. Mostly, even though we're at the studio.
Mostly Q gear. Yeah, yeah. You know, the studio. You know what I'm saying? We're in the studio. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, so listen. We made it to the part of the show where we're going to play our second song. The D-Mat put in work. I'm going to do that real quick. Then we're going to let you know what we got popping. We've been on for, you guys got 8 more minutes of what we say we're going to do when we do the episode. But Tangerine swears up and down she got to go, so we might get her
out
of here.
Oh, we can do 8 minutes.
1 minute early.
We can do 8 minutes. I wasn't even done. I was still going to tell you about this girl who just was on the reel today talking about R. Kelly. This girl was 16, and... she was approached by R. Kelly after a concert, just like
just
my story.
So much good R. Kelly stuff. Keep going. But that beat's going to play under
okay.
the R. Kelly story, because this shit is prolific. Holy shit. R. Kelly's out here peeing on these bitches.
Oh, shoot. I forgot this new girl's name.
He went to court for all this shit and was like, you know what? The lesson I learned was not to stop peeing on them, but to stop letting them leave and tell people I peed on them.
Exactly. So he decided to lock them up.
So tell me about this girl.
So apparently on The Real, the TV show The Real, they interviewed a young lady. I forgot her name and I apologize. She's only 16 years old. And she also met R. Kelly after a concert. And she looks like a baby. Like at least this girl, Rogers girl, at least she looks like a young lady. She's 19.
She looks like Charlamagne Tha God.
Meets Monica the singer.
She got the Charlamagne nose.
But she got Monica's face in the 90s.
Leonard.
So, anyway, this other girl that was on The Real, 16 years old, basically said that...
16. She couldn't even drive to the goddamn episode.
She was met with a trainer, a female trainer, that was to teach her how to perform sexual acts with R. Kelly.
The way he likes it?
The way he likes it. So she was taken outside to a tour bus where there was a naked girl, and she was to get naked as well. And Rob actually took her virginity. Rob, as in R. Kelly, took her virginity. And... she was just sitting there, like, watching what was happening and watching what they were telling her, thinking, what is going on? You know, she's never had sex.
So Rob took the naked girl's virginity?
She had to do something with the other girl, but then okay. I guess eventually Rob had sex with her, too. So
the other naked girl. So the trainer taught her. Then she goes in there, and the naked girl gets her ready for the shit.
And then Rob
comes in, like, here's some dick.
And then so she lost her virginity to R. Kelly. And she was also, as the other girl, Rogers, says that R. Kelly had her trapped in a van for 8 hours. This young lady says that R. Kelly used to make her be locked in a room for,
oh my God,
for days at a time. So
just with no food?
She doesn't say whether they're fed or not. She just says they were locked. She was locked in a
room. I need somebody to call R. Kelly and remind him he got bitches up in these rooms, man. He's just forgetting. This nigga's like, I'm going to just make a trip to Miami right quick. Nigga, you know there's a bitch upstairs. You got to feed your bitch.
Can we joke about stuff like this, guys? She was 16. She said he slapped her across the face before. She says that...
Well, now you're making it all...
Now I'm making it bad. Yeah, it was bad enough that a 16-year-old is getting statutorily raped by a 51-year-old man.
That's what makes it bad when you put it like that. When you just be like, R. Kelly got bitches in hidden rooms in his house, that you can make that funny. I can make that funny, but I can't make statutory rape funny.
Okay, well, she's 16, guys, so we know what that is.
Welcome to the show with Tangerine and Nate.
I'm supposed
to rhyme with statutory
rape.
I'm good at these bars. I'm like R. Kelly with the music, not the bitches. You got to feed your bitches. They upstairs and they hungry. You're supposed to hit the...
Listen, 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 Johnny. Oh, okay, here we go.
Here you go. Let me show we both on the
screen. Are we going half on a baby?
Yeah. Half on a baby.
And that baby's name is Herpes.
Nah, 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 nah. That's in the news, allegedly.
You nasty, nah, 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 nah.
R. Kelly got that shit, and he's giving it to the bitches. While they aren't women, yet they're still baby bitches. They're baby bitches. They're baby bitches.
These comments are going nuts, you guys. Jake McDaniel. Oh my God, I don't even know where to start reading these.
Don't burn the baby bitches, baby bitches. Why they in your room, nigga? Take one of them on a date. I'm supposed to be funny, but I can't rhyme with statutory rape.
Yes, you did it. You did it. This is amazing. So, yeah, I just wanted to say about the girl on the reel. She was 16, and now she's made herself public. Maybe somebody will actually arrest R. Kelly, and he can stop doing this stuff to people, because you can't say that they want to be there if they're not even, you know, old enough to be adults to say that they want to be there. But she said the way that she got out, the 16-year-old escaped, because she said she had to go get some shoes from her uncle's house before this party that R. Kelly was having. So when she was let to go get the shoes, she decided she would never go back. And that's how she got out, to be able to tell her story. So congratulations on her escaping.
This is America, people.
This is America.
I just want you guys to know that while you're busy doing your day-to-day things, you're worried about your groceries, your to-do list, your job, paying your taxes, your car notes, you got things and responsibilities to do. And the whole time, R. Kelly got bitches locked up in rooms.
Yes.
That's what's happening at the same time.
Jake McDonald says R. Kelly must drink a lot of water to be peeing on all these girls. Sarah Haas says, Nate, my Q says, slap with the dick, baby bitches. Oh, Sarah Haas says, finally caught you live. So I guess she knows who you are.
Sarah Hayes.
Thank you.
Wrong,
you probably, yours sounds better than mine.
I say it right if she ever gave me some biscuits, but she never did. So
give her the address. Send some biscuits. Jake McDonald. Oh, you mean vagina is biscuits? Or do you mean actual biscuits that we can eat? Okay, because
really?
I'd like to eat like buttermilk biscuits.
That bread. You know, I'm out here losing this weight.
Oh, yeah. Did post your picture of your abs.
I don't know if it's ready to post.
It's abs, nigga.
Nigga.
Show the progress. At least put it in your story.
Nah, because what if I fall off, nigga? They'd be like, nigga, but we already seen an after picture, nigga. Like, I'm going to keep going, and that's just going to be my middle progress picture. That ain't nobody business where I'm at, but y'all niggas need to know.
I'm proud of him.
I'm about to be a nudist out this bitch.
Uh-oh. He's doing all his comedy topless while he's on tour at the college this next year.
What's Winnie the Pooh? He ain't got no bottom.
He's bottomless, yeah.
I'm going to flip it over. I'm going to just be...
You're going to be Childish Gambino. He's always topless.
There you go. I'm going to be Childish Gambino. I'm gonna be Manish Gambino at this bitch.
I like it.
Shit. So listen, I want to do the this song.
Okay, yeah. Then
you guys got to tell us, is it litter, is it shit? Then we're going to tell them where you can find us, and we out.
Oh, and King Tizzle said Nate LaVert, one night only, LOL. I like that name.
Nate LaVert. I can't be a skinnier R&B singer. See, this is why I'm losing weight.
The good ones are big, though.
The R&B teddy bear.
You're not going to sound as good when you get skinnier.
Genuine, not that big.
He's all right.
Teddy Riley, not that big.
Neither.
The rest of next.
Teddy Riley's kind of chunky.
Nigga, no.
He's kind of stocky.
No. I mean, at least the nigga didn't call me Jazz from Drew Hill. That nigga was so big.
Oh, I didn't even remember what he looked like.
He was so big. He was in a wheelchair on the award show, and the person pushing the chair was doing all the dance moves.
Shut up. Is this real?
No, it's not real. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know this is a goddamn show.
Oh, okay. Got you.
God.
King Tizzle says, thank you, King Tizzle. He says, Tan's still fine from the old Foxhole days. I appreciate that. And if you were a Foxhole listener, you remember that people used to call me Lamar Odom on the show. I'm going to post a picture of me and Lamar from last night because I had to tell him that people were saying we looked alike. And he was like, what? It's a funny story, but the long story short is that I was in the Vons at like 2 in the morning. No, listen. I was at Vons at like 2 in the morning, and this drunk dude was standing in line behind me, and he was like, oh, my God, you are so fine. You are so fine. He was like leaning on me. He was like, you look just like Lamar Odom. And I was like, wait, what? I did not expect that. So when I told that story on Foxhole and Speedy's Comedy Corner, people were like laughing at me, and they started comparing me to Lamar Odom for the rest of the season. So when I met him last night, I was like, yo, I have to tell you this story. And he thought it was hilarious. He was like, that dude was gay. Because nobody tells a girl they're fine and then compares her to Lamar Odom.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, but. So I took a picture with him so you guys could
out
see
of line.
That we look alike or
Trump
not.
Dude. All right, so now it's time for some new music.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
Dave-Ron Madden, put in work.
Hey, John.
Is it lit or is it shit?
You losing weight or your camera got you looking skinnier, Aunt Joan says.
Shit.
Are you going to be on 5150 tonight, sir?
Yes, sir. Aunt Jones, I'll be on. I'll
you
be
should
here.
Just make that sign and have it hold it up. Yes, I'll be on 5150 tonight. Give us an emoji. Poop or fire flames? Is it lit or is it shit? This song right
I'll
here.
I'll be on 5150 tonight. Right now I'm on 4948.
Hey.
Damn, yeah. You just put in work.
Oh, I like this song. I like this song.
You just put in work. God damn, man. You just put in work.
Is it lit or is it
you
shit?
You just put in work. Work.
Fire emoji or doo-doo?
Did you not say doo-doo?
Let me know how to work. God damn, man. Yeah. Baby, know how to work it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up, hold up, hold up, baby, tell me what's your name. I've been waiting patiently to come your way. You know we party every day. I got that zen, you got that energy, you go both ways. I know it's getting kinda late, you should come over. Pull up the bottles of that same Michelle, hop in a Rover. Cruising way down PCH, but my music on replay. Smoking J's like a relay, hit this side of the freeway. You just put in work.
Ooh.
You just put in work.
Man.
You just put in work. Damn, yeah. You just put in work. You just put in work. You just put in work. God damn, yeah. You just put in work. You just put in work. You just
put in work. God damn, man.
You just put in work.
God damn,
man.
You just put in work.
Bitch, we ball. You know we
ball. Ooh, listen to the
we
band.
Cause we had them all. We spend it all. My shit, she call. I get up right in and then we fall. And then we fall. Yeah. She just put in work.
All flames. Flames with a little poop.